The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and I didn't give this to our media people, but I want to read that verse. It says, "For the word of God is living and effective and sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating as far as the separation of the soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and it is able to judge the ideas and thoughts of the heart. No creature is hidden from him, but all things are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." And I want you to know that whatever is going on in your life and whatever is going on in this world, it's not a surprise to God because he knows all. And I want to bring you a word to encourage you tonight to totally put your trust in God. There's a poem Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote many years ago, and he lived 1807, 1882. He was an American poet, and he wrote this poem called "The Ride of Paul Revere." I remember having to study that when we were in high school. Those of you who had Miss Davidson, you might not remember it, but I do. And the first part of that verse reads, the first stanza says, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the lighted on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly now a man is alive who remembers that famous day. And of course, he wrote it much later than 1775. But in that, he tells of Paul Revere riding through the towns, riding through the community, all during the night, telling them the British are coming by sea. The British are coming by sea. The British are coming by sea. And throughout that poem, it tells about the British coming, and they thought they had the upper hand. But they were surprised by the farmers who had been warned along the way. And they kept popping up, and they were getting the victory. The last three lines of that 130-line poem reads, "The people will awaken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and of the midnight ride of Paul Revere." And I was reading and listening to Brother Kenneth E. Hagin as he was talking about incline your ear and listening to the word of God. And as we listen to the word of God, just like that poem, he said, "Listen, I want to tell you a story about what happened a long time ago. Well, I want to tell you what is now, and that's this word of God. This book is our roadmap to life, and we have to be willing to open our hearts and open our ears and hear this word of God." The fact that people are instructed to listen and to hear the word of God is so important for us to obey what the word says. And when we go through this lesson tonight, I want you to listen with your heart. You know, we are tripart. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in this physical body. So as we take this word of God, as we work this word of God, as we put it into our spirit, man, you know, the heart that pumps blood, it's just a part of your body like your elbow or your ear or whatever. But your spirit man is the real you. That's the person on the inside of you. And I heard Bishop say when he was preaching Sunday, "I'll never die." Well, a person said, "Well, now you know the Bible says everybody's going to die." He's talking about the spirit man. So you get to know who you are by the spirit. And once we finish, you study this word, you meditate this word, until you don't hear my words, me saying God's word, but you hear God talking to you personally, individually from his holy word. And you can do that as you commune with God, as you commune with God, as you get to know God, as you hear his word spoken and you put it in your heart. So our subject tonight is hear the word of the Lord, or incline your ear unto the word of the Lord. And that incline in this lesson means that you listen. When I sometimes would work with the little children in children's church, I would say, "Turn your ears on." So I'm saying turning your spiritual ears on. Listen with your natural ears, but turn your spiritual ears on and hear the word of the Lord. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4. I was looking and for the scriptures that I needed to share with you tonight, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, during these times, these hard times, this pandemic time, people need my wisdom. He said, they need my wisdom. You put the wisdom in and then take the word and the Holy Spirit and you will know exactly what to do. You'll know how to do. You'll know how to be safe. You'll know how not to fear, worry, or fret. You will know how to put your trust in God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, King James, hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine and forsake not my law. The book of Proverbs has a lot of wisdom. And then we go over to James. I'm not going to turn there. But in chapter 1 and verse 5, he says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. So let's just ask God for wisdom now. Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask, you ask for yourself, for wisdom to deal wisely in the affairs of life. And he said he'll give it to you.